What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lamb. I'm your host, Angel Lamb. Today is the solo bolo, 5-0, cinco-lo, whatever you want to call it. But for anybody that does not know what a solo bolo is, it's basically is me sitting down with myself, talking to myself, answering you guys' questions, or answering your your guys' voicemail, whatever. You know, I want to thank you guys, you know, like for listening to this episode. I could put out an episode because this week is super, it's been really, really, I mean, this whole month has been really, really busy, and I love it. I wouldn't change it. I've been, you know, interviewing people, and I'm very happy. I'm super happy that people want to come on. People are giving me a chance, you know, to interview them, to put out their story. You know, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for you guys, for your guys' support. Because you guys constantly put me out there, share me, and you convince your friends, you know, to come on, or the people you know. And, you know, if it wasn't for you guys doing that, I wouldn't be able to do the show. I would just be doing solo bolos for, like, forever. So, thank you guys again. Thank you for listening to me today, and for listening to me on my other episodes. And, you know, you guys said you guys wanted me to do more solo bolos, so this is me doing another solo bolo. Thank you guys for the questions, by the way, and thank you for the person that sent me a voicemail. You know, I'm gonna answer that in a bit, but you know, before I go, I want to let you guys know of a couple little things. We gotta get through, you know, the little housekeeping before we go further. I want to remind you that you could listen to me. I don't know how you're listening to me or where you're listening to me, but just in case you don't know, you can find me on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Stitcher. You know, like, the easiest way to tell your friends that the easiest way to listen to the show, it's just to Google Lem Me Know. And make sure when you write it down, it's L-E-M, not L-E-T. On that note, if you guys you guys noticed that I have a lot of different people. I have artists, musicians, small business owners, podcasters, writers. So if there's anybody that you guys want on the show, or any specific occupation or something that you guys want to hear about, that you guys, you know, want me to, like, talk to, if there's anybody out there that you feel is in a certain genre or something that, you know, you want to hear more about them, don't hesitate to send me their info. You could email me at lemmeknowpod@gmail.com, or you could send me direct through a DM through Instagram and Facebook. Tell me what they do, and send me their, you know, their either their name, their social media, their website, and that way I could contact them, and that way I could do a little research and I could see what they're all about. If you yourself are a musician and just don't want to come on the show, remember, you could always send me your music to letmeknowpod@gmail.com. You're gonna hear a voicemail in a little bit, and maybe you want to send a voicemail because you might, your question, your comment, or your story might be a little too long and you just want me to read it out. You could always send me call me a voice onto my voicemail at 424-261-9005. Okay, that's 424-261-9005. I'll never answer that call. It's a Google voicemail. Feel free to leave a message. I'm looking for somebody to help me or to do a website for the show. Of course, I'll pay you for your work. I've tried doing it myself, and it's just not something that I'm capable. I mean, I'm capable of doing, but I don't have the patience for it. So if you or someone you know is a website designer, a web designer, and you feel that they could help me, don't hesitate and send me their info, or send me your info to my email, or direct message me through Instagram or Facebook. We'll work together, and hopefully we make this website. Basically, my goal is to have a place, a one shop, one stop for you guys to go and find everything about the show. I want you guys, like, whether it's my merch, to listen to me, to listen to the show, maybe any events that are coming up, just a place where you guys don't have to go be looking for me. It'll just one place that I'll have all the info. So if you feel, like I said, if you guys feel that you guys could help me, please send me your info or your friend's info, whoever's going to be able to help me with this, okay? If you're a listener and you want a shirt and you want a hat, you could go either to Synesthesia Boutique or you could go to my DM. $10 shirts, $15 a hat. I only have 2 hats left of the neon lit logo and 3 hats of the ice cream logo. And I think I have about 6 or 7 more of the original. So make sure you let me know if you guys want one, or go to the Tasty Boutique today and get your hats and your shirts. And don't forget to go on iTunes, leave a review of 5 stars, and say something nice. Either tell me what you enjoy about the show, or tell me just to keep going, keep doing my thing. But please, it's very important that you leave those 5 stars. You know, thank you guys for doing that. So far, we've had 38, and I've been having 38 since December. And, you know, if we could get one more, you know, or 2 more, so we could make it 40, I would really, really appreciate it. Okay, please do that for me, please. All right, well, I think that's going to be about it for the plugs. So let's get to some of you guys' questions, all right? So today I'm not going to say who sent them. I'm just going to, we're going to start already because, well, I don't know how far we are in, but I know you guys want me. This is the reason why you guys came. You guys didn't come to hear all my the different places where you can find the show and shit, all right? So the very first question is, who gets more hate, atheists or religious people? To me, I think religious folks do most of the hating. So honestly, I think religious people get most of the hate. I find that a lot of people these days are not really religious, you know, or that's not something that we talk about a lot. But we find more people talking about how bad religion is. So I think religious people find like getting more grief about it. Personally, I don't judge anybody. I was Christian, Jehovah's Witness, Catholic, and now I'm just in between. I'm, you know, at limbo. I don't know what I'm doing. I believe that there's something out there. I believe that I don't know what that is, and I feel that if God is everywhere, then he's with me in the room right now, and he's with you in the room with you. So if there's a God and he does exist, then he's with us all. How? I have no idea. But yet again, I'm not supposed to know, you know, some stuff you're not supposed to know about. And that, I don't know if there is one, if there's not, that's not up to me. I just live my life how I feel it's best. And if I do meet my maker, and if it's God, the God that we all think that it is, then I'll pay for my sins. And hopefully I get a chance, you know, to pay for my, or an opportunity to explain, and that, you know, I'm doing my best. It might not be what he wants, or she, or I don't know, but you know, I did my best. And if at the end of the day I could say that I live my life the way I wanted to, then that's all that I care about, you know. Trying to do a lot of good in this world. This whole podcast was based, you know, it's to do some good. I'm not here putting people down. If I don't agree with somebody, or I don't like their work, or I don't like their stuff, you never hear me talking shit about them. To me, if you are Catholic, Christian, atheist, whatever, if it doesn't harm me, and if you're not bringing your stuff into my world, then I don't care, you know. I don't care what you do. What I do in my time shouldn't be any of your concern, and what you do with yours isn't none of mine. So that's really how I feel. So hopefully that explains your question. And if you would, I mean, obviously I want to know what you guys think. Who do you feel gets the most, you know, hate? Atheists for not believing in God, or religious people for believing in something? I feel religious people are at least doing something, you know. They're doing some good. Most of them, not all of them, they do good because they feel that they're gonna die, or when they die they're gonna go to hell. So if you're doing good, in my book, if you're doing something good, believe in whatever you want, you know, I don't have an issue. Another question is, what's the scariest paranormal thing that you've ever experienced? I think this was a couple years ago, so I don't know if it's paranormal, but I saw, so at my job, there's these bottles of juice, like Tampico bottles, And I saw it light up. It just went off on flames. And I work inside a cooler, like a refrigerator. And I went over there, and it wasn't, like, nothing was on fire. So it's my imagination, but I would always see a dark shadow, like where those bottles were. Or, like, I would see a dark shadow passing by all the time. And there's also, my coworkers have told me that they hear like people calling them. Like, I've heard my name being called so many times, like, Angel. And then, like, and then I would turn and, like, I would see it, like, through my peripheral, I would see like a dark shadow, and I would turn and it would just, like, shush, like it would, like, shush by. I don't know how to say it. Pass by. Okay. Or just pass by, you know. And I've heard, like, my coworkers the same thing. They're like, yeah, like we hear like somebody calling our name, and then like we see something dark like through the side of our eye, and then once we look, we just see it pass by. So I don't know if it's paranormal or not, but yeah, that's the closest. It wasn't scary, but that's as close as paranormal that I've had. You know, so hopefully that's, I don't know that that's a good enough answer, but I can't, unless I make something up, which I don't want to, but yeah. So another question is, have you ever heard of Guys We Fuck? That's a podcast, all right? Of Guys We Fuck. And would you, and what did you think? So I've had, you know, like, I used to, like, that was one of my, when I started getting into podcasting. I'm not getting into, but listening to podcasts. That was actually a podcast that I would listen to a lot, you know? I like their perspective. So, yeah, I mean, that was one of the very first podcasts that I got into. So, I'll read you guys the description, all right, for their show. So, it's Welcome to Guys Be Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. They spread their legs. Now, they're spreading the word that women should be able to have sex with whoever they want, whenever they want, and not be shamed or be called a whore or a slut. Welcome to a new revolution. Each week, Carney Fisher and Christine Hutchinson, together known as the duo Sorry About Last Night, they interview gentlemen that they slept with, some they made love to, some they've had sex with a few times, and some that they fucked on the hotel room. I'm Corny and Christine. They want to make the world a more sex positive place, one candidate story of intercourse at a time. So I really, you know, obviously the title, like, really catchy, Guys We Fuck. Unfortunately, I haven't heard them in a while, you know. Like, I think I got off of it, and I started doing my podcast, I started focusing on little ones like my podcast, and, you know, in the mainstream ones, I haven't been paying attention to too many of. But I do remember enjoying their show. They're very, very candid. They're very open, and I mean, I'm all about the message, you know. Like, every woman should be able to decide what they want to do with their body and who they want to share with and who they don't want to share with, and as often as they want. And I don't really care about none of that. Like, everybody should have a choice of who they should sleep with, and their choices are for themselves. And if they want to have sex with a bunch of guys, with random guys, that's their choice, and that's fine with me. I really have no, there's no issue with me, because it doesn't affect me. And if you have an issue, like, go kick rocks, you know. As somebody that I admire and I look up to, he said, take a long walk off of a short pier. So I feel you should pretty much do that, you know. Take a long walk off a short pier, because it doesn't affect you. If it's not your body, then go fuck yourself, you know. And if you have a problem with that, then this is not the podcast for you. Hopefully I didn't lose anybody, but if I did, oh well, I don't really care, tell you the truth. So I mean, it's a sex positive place. I feel this show is sex, very sex positive. We don't really talk about sex, but this episode, in a little bit, I'll get more into about that topic, okay? But you know, I enjoy the message. I've enjoyed the interviews that they have with people. And like I said, their body, their choice, whatever message they want to put out, that's their choice. And if you love sex, then have sex. If you don't, not somebody that really likes sex, then you shouldn't be we shouldn't be put to shame or like feel shame for not liking sex. You know, maybe you haven't found the right person, or maybe your sex is just not for you. Like, you're more like me personally, like, I'm a person that I need to connect. I need to be connected with the person in order to like have a good time, to enjoy it. Like, in the past, I've had sex just because, and that's fine. But now, like, as I grow older, I need to like build a relationship. Like, it means more to me now than it used to. Now, before, like, oh yeah, like sex, and now, like, I'm getting older, like, I don't want sex to just be sex, you know. But that's me. If you have an issue with that, then that's fine. Like, that's your opinion. Me, I need to build a connection, because for me, I don't know, it's always been about, what about if I get this person pregnant? I'm gonna have this person for the rest of my life, and if I can't stand her, then, you know, like, my baby, my child's gonna pay for it, you know. So if I don't see a future with this person, I just straight up don't have sex with them. If you're one of those people that loves sex and loves to have different partners and masturbates every day and you know, and loves it, and you're like, you're into like fetishes and you like toys and role playing and all that stuff, then that's great. Like, good for you. Like, you found something that you like. Not a lot of people find that, you know, and it's good that you experimented enough to be able to do that. You know, like, personally, I don't do butt stuff. I don't like anything around my butt because I've always got raped, so I have an issue with that. If you do lick butt, if you eat butt, then that's great, that's good. Make sure that you guys both take a shower, make sure that's clean, because there's a lot of things in poop and you don't want to get hepatitis for eating butt, you know. And that's your thing, like I said, that's your thing. This show, you're gonna love this show. And actually, the last episode, two episodes ago, or last episode of the Yo 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 podcast with Huda and Martin Moreno, they had an awesome guest. And like I said, you're only gonna enjoy her if you're open to sex and talking about sex and everything that comes with it. So I believe she works at A Touch of Romance in Pasadena. And she went on the Yo 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 podcast. Her name is Jenna. You can find her on Instagram and Twitter as Jenna X Kills. And she's very open about her sexuality and who she has sex with. And she has stories there that some people might not want to hear. You really have to be open to hear about sex. You know, she talks about toys, the different toys for men and women, what they do, their advantages. But the whole time she's talking about how much she loves sex. So if you feel that this is something that you're gonna like, then I suggest you go to the Yo 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 podcast and you listen to that episode. And like, hopefully I answered the question. Like, I do enjoy that podcast. I haven't heard it in a while because I've been focusing more on like small podcasts. Hopefully I answered your question. And then somebody asked, what do you think about Roma? Roma was nominated for 10 Academy Awards. It was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, Marina de Tavira, for Best Picture, Best Foreign Language Film, Cinematography, Production Design, Original Screenplay, Sound Editing, Sound Mixing, Directing, Leading Actress. The leading actress is the big point of Roma. So it's Yalitza Aparicio. She was born in Talixco, Mexico. So, you know, straight from Mexico. She's considered the first indigenous person to be nominated for an award for not, and she happens to be the second Mexican to be nominated for this award. So, you know, big support, big shout out to her. I wish her the best. But me, I really didn't understand it at first. I had to listen to the CYC podcast so I could get a little bit more information. Look, they got in depth and they started explaining more about the movie that I didn't notice at first. So if you guys don't know or haven't watched it or were confused like I was, go to the CYC podcast, Cabronas y Chingonas, and listen to it. And then they explain it. They break it down in a way that, you know, me, a dummy like myself, is able to understand. So I'm sure anybody, you know, and anybody else is going to be able to understand if I understood it by listening to that. So big shout out to the CYC podcast. You know, shout out to the homie Mega Man and the Mega Man podcast. He actually had somebody that wanted to have for like a while. He had MC Pancho. So thank God, you know, or, you know, luckily I got him myself. I also got him. But if you want to listen to that more about MC Pancho, he was one of the people that I wanted to have on last year. That was my New Year's resolution for last year, was to have him on. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but I got him this year. And I'm excited for you guys to listen to it. But it's not going to be until maybe the end of next month, because I do have some other people lined up before him. But I'm super excited for you guys to listen to that show. And, you know, but if you guys want to know who about him, more about who he is, go to the Mega Man podcast. Listen to the MC Pancho episode. MC Pancho is a big name here in San Pedro. You know, his dad, you're gonna hear it, that his dad was responsible for a truce between Wilmington and San Pedro. I asked him what it was about, but he wasn't able to tell me. It's just a lot of history. I think either it was about a woman or it was about a job, because we compete over the same jobs, you know, like the port, longshoremen. That's a highly, highly sought after job that, you know, we all want to get straight out of high school. And MC Pancho was able to get that job. His dad passed away. So they, as a longshoreman, they have a rule. If the head of household, like if you're basically, his mom did not remarried, one of the sons, the oldest son, would get his card, the dad's card. So straight from high school, he got his card. But on the episode, you're going to hear, not today's episode, on the MC Pancho episode, you're going to hear something that might have, if he would have done something, he probably wouldn't have got that job. So that's a little sum to hold you guys off until you guys hear that episode. But I you know, I urge you to go to the Mega Man podcast and listen to that episode so you can know more a little about him. So when you hear mine, you already have a little knowledge about him, okay? So because there's some stuff that I couldn't cover on my show that Mega Man did cover, that Steven covered. So like I said, go listen to his episode, go listen to his podcast. All right, well, I think now it's time to listen to a voicemail sent by Anonymous. She didn't say her name, but we're just gonna call Anonymous, right?
Hi, I was just calling in for the Let Me Know podcast. I just wanted to know if you have any plans or suggestions on how to be on time. Well, anyways, I'd really appreciate any help that you can provide and your feedback. Thank you. Bye.
So thank you, first of all, for leaving the voicemail, for using that feature. So honestly, being on time is one of my hardest things, one of the hardest things for me. Usually when I have an appointment at like 5:30, I don't leave till like 5:30. Or for work, usually like I'm scheduled at 12 and I don't go to work till 2. So yeah, but for me, some stuff that worked in the past that I'm currently trying to do again is I put a lot of alarms. So to go to work, I put about four alarms back to back to back. I use the two on my phone. I use my phone, and also I have one like on the side of my bed, one of the old school ones. And also my watch has a alarm. So I use three alarms. Not four, my bad. But I have them going off every 30 minutes. So hopefully that helps. Maybe an agenda. I'm writing up everything that you're going to do that day. And give yourself time. Like from this time to this time, I'm going to do this. And then from this time to this time, I'm going to do this. That way you can kind of see how long it's going to take you. And how many things you're going to do. And, you know, if you have projects or you have appointments that you need to attend to, that we can kind of time yourself and know that like what you have and what you can and can't do, because sometimes you want to do too much. So hopefully that helped. And like I said, thank you for using the voicemail. Thank you for calling. I really, really appreciate it. And I have another person that said, since you've said that you'll talk about sex, then talk about how you learned about it. So I learned about sex, I think I was five or six years old. So, you know, I don't know for you guys, but I didn't learn about sex through my mom. I learned about sex through my friends. But what my mom did do is she, like, I don't know if it would happened here, but in Mexico, people would go door to door and they would sell encyclopedias, they sell dictionaries, they would sell like these educational, like. So I remember my mom bought it, like, kind of like an encyclopedia, but it's basically all about sex, from the making, from the like the egg to the sperm to the actual physical, like having sex, to the hormones, to puberty. So I learned all of that. My mom bought it. I don't know when she was planning to give it to me, but she said I could watch it. There was books that explained it all. So I learned about sex. I mentioned in, I think, the first Solo Bolo or one of the Solo Bolos, that I was that kid. I would take porn at, like, in first grade. I would take porn to school because, one, I was a wild child and I would just do whatever the hell I wanted. And I found, you know, I got myself some books, my hands on some porn magazines, and I would take it to, like, my first grade, and I would be like, I'd be slanging pages, you know, like we would go to the corner. So my school in Mexico, it was bigger than the ones here, like really big. It was like field. There was like fields where you could play baseball, basketball, soccer. They were big. So at the end of the field, basically, like what we used to do is we, like, if we, and this is at first grade, keep in mind. So sometimes I would be late. So in between houses, there was like a cement wall, and that if you would climb the wall, you would land into the school. So sometimes we would be late and we would climb the fence to go, like, we wouldn't be marked late. We would just jump the wall and we would go to a class, or sometimes we didn't want to be in school, so we would just jump that brick wall and we would jump and we would be on the street, you know. So around that wall, there was like a lot of like tall grass, and I guess years back there was a fire and there was a shed that caught on fire, and there was also like this go around, this, I don't know what it's called, but like people get on top of it and you spin it. Sometimes people start flying off. So around the corner where like it was, the shed was, like, we would just go back there, and I would hide the porn magazines back there. And whenever like, hey, let's go back, let's go watch, like, we would look at the magazines. But I already knew about sex. I've been knowing about safe sex, how to put on a condom, about breasts, about how to have sex since I was 5 or 6. So I learned about by watching those videos. Basically, they were educational. It was like little girl and a little boy, and they would describe the penis, the testicles, the urethra, all the different STDs. So all this knowledge I've had since I was 5 or 6. So that's how I learned about sex. Also, you know, knowing about sex, when this boy tried to rape me when I was like 7, I think 7 or 8, I already knew that. I mean, I would see pictures. It was always a boy or girl, woman and a man having sex. It was never a man and a man. So I knew that what he was trying to do wasn't right. But I already knew how to masturbate. I learned how to masturbate through a guy. So I remember it was a birthday party, and like, we're playing hide and seek, and like, we went through this house. Like, I don't know why we went through this house, but like, we ran through this house, and this guy, like, I think it was a teenager, I'm not really sure, but he told me, hey, you want to learn something? I'm like, yeah. Like, you want to make your penis bigger? I'm like, what? Like, yeah. So it's like, just pull on it. Just start pulling on it. And that's how I learned how to masturbate. I know it's a fucked up story, but I learned how to masturbate through a random guy, and then I knew about sex because I was in third grade, and I would hang out with kids that were like in the fifth grade. So when I went to fourth, they went to sixth, so they were way more mature than I was. So we would always be talking about like masturbating, coming, ejaculating, whatever way you want to hear it, about grabbing breasts. The guidance that I had was by other kids, basically. So, you know, it wasn't correct. And the first breasts that I saw were my friend's. She was in eighth grade, and the way that, like, they had cable, you know, I'd be at their house, they had cable, and I would watch in their room. And sometimes she would get undressed right in front of me. And then on top of that, I've mentioned before, so the same friends that I would hang out with, they've locked me. They locked me in the shed butt naked before. And they would force us to like squish with each other. But that, you know, at that age, my penis wasn't going up, or, you know, I guess I wasn't attracted to this girl or something that. Or maybe because it was so dark. So they would like lock us in, butt naked together, and they would tell us to hug. And like we would just hug. And that's abuse. I know. It's pretty fucked up. But, and I know right now you're probably thinking, like, what the fuck? Where was your mom and where's your dad? Well, my mom was really busy. She was trying to like provide a better life and, you know, trying to give me the best things. But so unfortunately, she was always working, and I don't think she knows about any of this. But but at least, you know, to her credit, she did provide me those books and that education, because she knew that she might not be able to educate me herself. So like, I'm really grateful for that, and you know, and I love her till this day. You know, like everything that she does, I know she's done it to give me a better life, and I don't hold anything against her. But you know, I feel like I, you know, somebody should have taught me some of this, you know. And I don't think school's a great place, but it's not the best, you know. So like, I just want you guys to keep in mind that you guys should probably talk to your kids about this, all right? And as far as my dad goes, he lived here while my mom and I were living in Mexico. So the only times he would go was when he needed money, when he needed something, and all I saw of him was the back of his hand or the back of his headlights, or his taillights, that is. As a teenager, I was responsible. Like, I was like, oh, if you have sex, condoms, and not, but see, I feel like I was a special case because I was given the knowledge since I was little, and me watching all those porns, having that porn and watching all those videos, they were educational, and they were teaching me how to have sex, safe sex. But you guys have to talk to them about sex. It's very important that you guys do. You don't want to learn from other people, because look, me, I learned from other people, and then what these other people do, they were making me, I had to hug this other butt naked girl, you know, or like I was grabbing butts because I thought, hey, everybody's doing it, like I want to impress my older friends, you know. And then, yo, like, I'm gonna have sex with this girl, and I'm gonna come inside of her, and oh, I have a baby now, but I'm a baby myself. I'm still developing, I'm still learning about myself, and you don't want that. You guys, none of us, like, we all see kids having kids, and we're all, oh, man, that's a shame. But if they were given the education and not expected to know, then I feel like they would have the tools. They would have the tools to prevent that, you know. Like I'm about to be 30, I have no kids, and it's by choice, because I know how not to have sex, I mean how not to have kids. I wear protection, I've always wear protection. And some people are like, oh, it's uncomfortable, I don't like it. Well, I'd rather do that. I mean, personally, like, I don't really have a problem with condoms. It makes me, actually, I like condoms because it makes me, I enjoy it because I know I'm not gonna have a kid when I'm not ready to. And also, a couple, like, and I say this because I feel this person told me to talk about sex, because a couple weeks ago I was at work, and I found a box of condoms. Like, oh, like they stole the condoms, but I found the box. And I was really happy. Like, I posted on Instagram, I posted that I was really happy to see that. Not because they're stealing, but because they knew I don't have the money to raise a kid, to bring a child to this world. Like, I don't even have money for condoms. This person was so desperate, I guess, to like have sex. But they were smart enough to know, like, I don't have the money, so why am I gonna bring somebody into this world that I can't raise? Made me happy to see that. But at the same time, it made me kind of sad that they had to steal it. Like, we're not teaching them that there's resources out there where they could get free protection, like women and men and all, everybody could get protection. You know, you could get free condoms from a clinic, you get STD checks from a clinic, you get Plan B from a clinic. At a young age, we're talking to kids, like talking to people that are our age. They're not as mature, they're as mature as we are, and we're not even mature. So my thing was, like, always, like, it's very important to talk to them about sex, you know. Maybe not as young as me, you know, but maybe, you know, like, when they're about to be 10, it's important to tell them, you know, this is good, this is bad, you know, like, okay, if you don't want somebody touching you here, then don't let them touch you. It's not okay, you know. It makes them feel like they did something wrong because somebody touched them or did something to them that they didn't like, that knew that didn't feel right, but they don't feel they could talk to others, like their parents or brothers or cousins, about, because they feel ashamed that this person did that. And that has to do with power, you know. We shouldn't wait for them to go to fifth grade to teach them how to have sex. Like, we should slowly be teaching them, you know, like, from a young age, that it's not okay to be touched here by anybody, a teacher, a parent, a brother, a cousin. Nobody, you know, this is your place, this is your area, nobody, this is your sacred place, only you are able to touch it, okay? And teach them about resources, like free clinics, hospitals, you know, like, get that there's other options, like pregnancy is not the only option, there's abortion, there's adoption. We need to teach them that if you don't want to have sex, you don't have to have sex. Like, that's a thing that I honestly deal with a lot. Like, people don't understand, like, if I don't want to have sex, I don't have to have sex. It's my choice to have sex. Just because as men, sometimes we look at, like, oh, you need to be having sex. Oh, having sex is power. Having sex is makes you more of a man. But it doesn't. If you don't want to have sex, don't have sex. The last thing you want is to resent somebody, to resent a child, resent your wife, your girl, whatever, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your significant other, whatever, your partner. You don't want to resent them because they wanted to have sex and you didn't, you know. And if you're the other person that you hear somebody not wanting to have sex with you, it's not, might not be because of you, it's just because of how that person feels that day. You need to respect that. You need to respect that this person does not want to have sex today. Eventually, if they're open enough to you, they like you enough, then they will. But respect that they don't. Make them feel comfortable. Don't make them feel bad. Don't be like, oh man, what the fuck, like, I thought we were gonna have sex, I spent all this money on you, nah, fuck that. You made that choice to have sex with this person, you spent all that money because you thought that you were gonna get some. But if you didn't get some, then you are fucked, my dude or my girl, you're fucked. You should have been doing that shit because you were a good person, not because you thought you were gonna get something out of it. All right, so we need to teach them. We need to teach our kids, our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our nephews, our whoever, that people that did not know about sex, we need to teach them that it's okay to say no. If you don't feel it, then it's fine. That making somebody feel guilty because they don't want to, make sure you tell them that that's not okay. It's not okay to make somebody feel guilty because they're not feeling the connection. So, I think that's going to be about it. I've been going long. You know, I'm sorry. But hopefully it was entertaining and educational. And if there's anything that you guys want to know, let me know. I'll talk about it. Whatever it is, ask my opinion. You can always send your calls. I mean, you can always send your questions to 424-261-9005. Okay. And I heard this Bad Bunny song a couple days ago that I really enjoyed. I enjoyed the message, you know. Bad Bunny doesn't need my endorsement. Bad Bunny does not need my promotion. But, you know, I want you guys to hear the song. So, the name of it is Caro. Has a good message. Basically, like, doesn't matter You know, let me live my life. What I do should not concern you. And that's the message of the show, I guess. That's the message. That's the way I live. Don't worry about me. Okay? If I don't ask you for help, then don't give me your help. I don't need your help. Okay? Unless I ask you for help, then give me your help. But if I don't ask for your opinion, then I don't need it. So, I'm going to leave you guys with that. So, you know, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for, you know, giving me a chance to entertain you and, I guess, educate you at this. And for letting me share my stories. Letting me share my beliefs and a little bit about my life. And if there's anything more, anything specific that you guys want to know about me, then feel free to send me a message or give me a call. I'm going to leave you guys with that. All right. So until next week, I'll see ya. Bye.
Me ven y me preguntan por qué he visto caro. Tú no ves que yo soy caro. De lejos se nota que mi flow es caro. Que con nadie me comparo. Yo le llego normal, ey. Me miran raro. Pero a nada yo le paro. Yo sé cuánto valgo. Yo sé que soy caro. Que para ti soy caro. Antes mami decía, está todo caro. Esos tiempos se acabaron. Yo soy como Durán. Yo la cojo y va pa'l aro. Como si fueran disparos. La regla yo la rompo y la reparo. Yo sé que ese culo es caro. Lo mismo bebamos, que bebo guaro. Tú eres otra vez me preguntaron. ¿Qué carajo te importa a ti? ¿Cómo soy yo? ¿Qué digo yo? ¿Qué hago yo? ¿Qué carajo te importa a ti? ¿Cómo soy yo? ¿Qué digo yo? ¿Qué hago yo? ¿Qué carajo te importa a ti? Vive tu vida, yo vivo la mía. Criticar sin dar ejemplo, que odio manía. Por solo ser yo y no como se suponía. Hasta que no te pulmonía. Y aquel se encojona porque no contesté. Sorry, no quiero hablar con usted. Yo tengo la salsa, también el ballet. Por eso cuando dejo la máquina en el ballet, me ven y me preguntan por qué he visto caro. Tú no ves que yo soy caro. De lejos se nota que mi flow es caro. Que con nadie me comparo. Yo le llego y normal, ey. Me miran raro. Pero a nada yo le paro. Yo sé cuánto valgo. Yo sé que soy caro. Que para ti soy caro.
Que no puedo ser así, en que te hago daño a ti, en que te hago daño a ti. Yo solamente soy feliz, porque no puedo ser así, en que te hago daño a ti, en que te hago daño a ti. Yo solamente soy feliz. Solamente soy feliz. Solamente soy feliz.
Solamente
soy feliz.
Solamente.
Y ser feliz nunca me ha salido caro. Ahora veo todo claro. Con dinero, sin dinero. Bad bunny, baby. Bad.
song has been brought to you by Let Me Know Podcast. New episode every week, available on all streaming platforms.